We are talking about reaching our worlds for Him. We are in a series of thought that as a church we felt like because God loved us and we felt His love on our lives, we have been talking about how to share that love to others. Amen. There are those people who you know or you feel like they also need to feel how lovely it is. So this week I'll be talking about reaching our worlds for Him. Amen. So that our church family can grow. The first Sunday, this is the third Sunday of this thought. Pastor Jeff spoke about the power of one, how you can approach one other person. Last week, Pastor Camille spoke about how we can share our world with our family, how to go about preaching to your family, praying for your family. And today we want to go now to the outside of the family, in which it's the outside world. So we've been given a commission or a command by Jesus, where Jesus said that you go out and preach my word to the all people. Go to everyone and preach your word. And that thing is so heavy, okay? Because God does not just love you, but He wants you also to tell others about Him. Amen? God just didn't create you for Him to love you alone. We have others also in this community, in our worlds, that have not felt the love of Jesus. That's what we're talking about today. We need to go out and bring them in to enjoy the joy, the peace, and the love of God. Amen. I'll be going through what I have here, what I've prepared. And our first book that I want us to read is found in Matthew. For those who are writing, Matthew 28:19-20. This is the commission that Jesus gave. Matthew 28:19-20. It says, "Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely, I am with you always to the very end of age." Amen. Here Jesus was speaking while He was sending His disciples out when He knew that His time is almost finished. He told them, go to all the nations, teaching them how to obey what I have taught you. So this is the commission that Jesus Himself, He gave to us as Christians. We need to go out and show others what He has for us. Amen? You know, being told you go out and start preaching. Here we, few weeks ago during Easter, we asked if people could come and just share the eggs to our neighbors. You know, for some, they felt it as a heavy thing to do. Because how do you just go and knock at someone's door and tell them, oh, God loves you. I have here some chocolate eggs for you. Yeah, but just at the top of that egg, we have, oh, this is our family church. We are located here. Come and visit. When we started, people were a little bit, Someone was like, I've never walked into someone's house. I've never told any person about Jesus. But by the time we were half, okay, my trolley, because myself and my two boys were the ones pulling the chocolate trolleys. These are the people who said, oh, by the way, Isaac, I've never done this. They were the ones coming. Can you add me some more boxes? Because they had gone into it and then they spoke to the first person. They felt, all right, it's not as bad as it felt. They went to the second door, the third door. Everywhere they were going, they were met with smiles. Sometimes you meet someone and they don't want even to look at you. By the moment you start talking about chocolate, they're like, they let you in. All right? Yeah, so you first go, oh, this is a chocolate. Oh, for me. And then they stop. Yeah? And my sons, I told them, if you see some kids your age, go for them. And then we met some with their bicycles. They were running towards them. Oh, I have chocolate here for you. And then because there were a number, I was thinking, all right, if I just share one box per two kids. And then I gave him, and then Asha came back carrying more for every other kid. I was thinking, all right, now all our chocolates are gone. Yeah? But it was good to see everyone. We did a good job. The following Sunday, the seeds that we planted were seen. And God is coming to work more. Amen. So where do we start with this hefty mission? Where do we start? How do you start? Because being yourself, being as an individual, going out is a very hard task. But if you look at the book of Acts, chapter 1, verse 8. Acts 1, verse 8. It says, but you will receive power. Amen? As an individual, you cannot. But the moment you will receive the power, when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. Amen. As we started our egg, people were reluctant in a way. But the more we did it, the Holy Spirit talked to them. And it felt like normal. It felt like a good thing to do. So because Jesus has given us a mission or a command to go and spread the news, to go and teach people about the good works of salvation, where do we start? Is we start from here, where we receive the power of the Holy Spirit. Because the power of the Holy Spirit comes and strengthens us. He comes and dwells in us and teaches us and gives us the courage to spread the gospel of Christ. So we need to pray that God comes and fills you with his power. Amen. So because here we've been told, go and spread the news in Jerusalem, in all of Judea, and everywhere else, to the ends of the world. So where do we start? The Holy Spirit has come down and he lives with you. Where do you start as an individual? Amen. So God has created a situation for us where we are supposed to be spreading the good news of Christ to the end of the world. God has done something good. He has created a world where we need to spread the gospel just where we are. Amen? God has created this world just where we are. Your world already, in your life, you already intersects with every other place, with a very fertile land for you to go and plant the seed of salvation. It is when you are going for school runs in the morning, how you walk, everyone that you see on the road, you just say hi to them. You've never thought about welcoming them to church. That is the world that Jesus has placed you in. The place where you work. Amen? Because where we work, we are exposed to every other person. You know your colleagues that are not saved. That is the world that God has given you. The commission that Jesus said, go and spread the world the word of salvation to everyone, to the ends of the world. That is your world. Amen. For those people who go to the gym, your gym instructor, those people who play sports, those people around you, those are your world. Amen. God has uncrafted your world, and you are the best messenger for it. No one can fit into this world as better as you. Amen. In the morning, we go having coffee. The barista already knows your name, and they already know what you do, what you drink. You just go there to have tea and coffee, and even you won't say, oh, tea, white, none. No, because the barista already knows, all right, Isaac is coming. He takes coffee with 2 sugars. All right? So they see you walk in. They've already started preparing it for you and say, hey, Isaac, here it is for you. That is the world that God has given you. You go there, start preaching to this person. Amen? That is what God has made for us. That is our mission field. It is not accidental that you are there. It is not accidental that you meet these people. No, it is providential. These aren't just people. They are your world. Amen? How it says there that Jesus said that I'll be with you always to the end of age. That is your world that Jesus wants you to do. Amen? Because Jesus said, you go out in Jerusalem and start preaching the word. These disciples were told, go start preaching here in Jerusalem and in all Judea. For us, our daily lives, that is our Jerusalem. Your bus driver, if you go to work every single time, where you stop, you meet people in the same ferry, the same time going to work or going towards the other side, that is the world that God has blessed you in. Okay? Because as Christians, you just don't need a plane ticket for you to feel like you are a missionary. Yeah? Because for us, we know missionaries are those who plane ticket go all over the world preaching the gospel to the world. So don't feel like you are inferior to those people. No. Because God has created their world. Where they are going, that's their world. Because, for example, we have people who have sickness when they are in the plane. So God has removed that from you. You don't need to be a missionary flying. Like for me, some seasickness and I'm in the Navy. And I have lots of us here. All right? We have those weird people like me. You just go to sea, and then when you come back, you just feel like the ship is still rocking as you're walking around. So God has saved me from using the ships, going all over the world, or flying, because when the plane is taking off, you just pull the chair, feeling like you want to put the plane down. No. So God saved me from that. Amen? And he gave my world just around where I am. All right? My Jerusalem is just here. Maybe you fear some things. All right? Also, another thing is that we just don't wait for a microphone. Don't come to church and say, all right, I've never been told to go there and preach, so how will I reach the world? And I've never been noticed. You don't need a microphone. You don't need this platform. Amen? Your world is ready. Other people might not reach your world as best as you can. Because your world around you already trusts you. The people that know you every single day, they already trust you in one way or the other. They relate to you because they know this person, Isaac, is a Christian and is going through the same hurdles that I'm going through. So if he's managing, then being a Christian is okay. They see your behavior. They see how you react, how you act on things. They see the real you. They just don't see you standing up here. Amen? Because I have here my colleagues. How they see me in the office is the same way they need to see me here. I need to be the same person. It's not like in the office I'm the boxer who wants to go around causing quarrels. And then when I come here, I preach peace. Is it true? So that's our world that God wants us to be. Because Jesus also told us in Luke chapter 10, verse 2 to 3. Luke 10, 2 to 3. Jesus said, he told them, the harvest is plentiful. So your world is ready. Ask the Lord of harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field. Go, I am sending you out like lambs among the wolves. If you go to 9, it says, heal the sick who are there and tell them the kingdom of God has come near to you. Amen. Here, Jesus says, our world is ready and ripe. That person that you see every day, you think he's unapproachable. I can't tell him about Christ. That person is ready to receive Christ. It's just you going there and telling them about Jesus Christ. But what do we do sometimes? We have excuses. Yeah? Oh, I don't want him to come to our church because I don't want him to know that I go to church. You don't want to pray because people in the office will see that you pray. Where you go to play hockey or badminton or swimming, I don't want them knowing that I'm a Christian. But we have all those excuses. Amen? So, for us, God has called us. God has called us to spread his news. There's a story, I'll just talk faster through it. It is in Luke 14, 16 to 23. This is where a very wealthy man invited. Luke 14, 16 to 23. For those who are writing. All right. So this man had prepared a banquet. He had prepared a party and he'd invited specific people, those friends close to him, to come and enjoy his banquet. He had, maybe this day he had called these professional chefs and they've done a very good, they have their tents out there. And what happened? I'll just read another thing. Number 18. It says, but they all alike began to make excuses. The first said, I just bought a field and I must go and see it. Please excuse me. Another said, I have just bought 5 yoke of oxen and I'm on my way to try them out. Please excuse me. Still another one said, I just got married, so I can't come. Amen? These people have been invited. They were given a date to come. But that's the day that this person thought, okay, I'll do my wedding on a Saturday before. And then on Sunday, I won't go. So this master became very angry. And he said, go out quickly into the streets and alleys of the town and bring in the poor, the crippled, the blind, and the lame. Amen? This master, after receiving all these excuses from the people that he felt like were worthy to come and enjoy, he decided to, okay, you now go and call the lame. We are all lame in our worlds some point. Amen? But Jesus loved us with how we were. He just invited us. You know all the flaws in your life, but God didn't see that. Jesus saw a good person who can be saved and who can serve and who can be there for him. Amen. He did not see you as being a poor person. You are poor in spirit. God didn't see, didn't care about that. You had thought about you being a good person, but good being a good person doesn't take you to heaven. Jesus saved you. He came and called you in. Amen. And then this person came back and said, that's number 22. Sir, the servant said, what you ordered has been done, but there is still room. After going and calling everyone in the street and saying, hey, there's a party, there's a party, there's a party somewhere, the food is ready. There was still room. Amen. So, you know, for us here, for example, someone has a very big barbecue and then they call you and you didn't have a form or you didn't have any plans to do. All right? I just tell you, hey, I've bought two goats and they're just there barbecuing. There's a burger for you who likes burgers, and for those even vegetarians, I have something sorted for you. You just come. Amen? And if you know anyone who is closer to you, bring them. That's what God said. You come how you are. And here we are. God saved us. So what are we supposed to be doing? Going out into our worlds and bringing all those people to Christ. Amen? You know your world best than how anyone can know. So let us just go out there and pray. Because, you know, bringing someone, it brings happiness in heaven. And even Paul says, that one, when we go to heaven, you'll be given a crown after finishing this race. Amen. Those who worked hard, their crowns will be as shiny. So we need to prepare our crowns in heaven. Because Jesus came from heaven and he knew everything about what happened there. Amen. He told us a story about a rich man and Lazarus. This rich man was enjoying himself while he was here. He had all the time to repent and he didn't. He had all the time to use his time, his resources, and everything he had in service of God, and he didn't. And one time, like everyone else here, our time in this world is short. One time, Jesus will come for you. The day that you'll die, what will happen? Amen? Like today, everyone here dies at once. Where will you go? We all know ourselves. We all know whom we are. If I die today, what will happen? Is it how Jesus said, there are people who will come and say, hey, Lord, Lord, you know, I was preaching on Sundays in church. Jesus will say, I don't know you. Is it because you are working in church? Is it because, and then you feel like you are entitled? No. The way to salvation is simple. Accepting Jesus in your life. You can't be going with the masses that on Sunday I normally go to church. That I've been raised up as a Christian family, in a Christian family. I have my partner who wants me to be going with them to church. No, this is about you. Because Jesus said, it's easier for a camel to go through the eye in the needle. If you search your heart today, where will you go? Because we don't want to it to happen like what is found in Luke 16, 27 to 31. This is when this rich man died. And when he went where he went after death, he saw Lazarus. And Lazarus was beside Abraham in paradise. And this person, this rich man, was in what we now know as hell. He was going through a painful experience. And when he looked up, he saw Lazarus. What did he do? He said, he answered, that's chapter Luke 16, 27 to 31. He answered, "Then I beg you, Father, send Lazarus to my family." This is when he was where he was. They had a longer conversation before. But now this is, he's trying to persuade Abraham to do what? "Send Lazarus to my family, for I have five brothers." Amen. "I have five brothers. Let him warn them so that they will not also come to this place of torment." Amen. This is someone after death. He went and he was being tormented. And he looked up and he saw Lazarus in paradise. And the only thing that he felt is sorry for his brothers who are still on earth. Do you want to wait until then that you want to send people? What did this person think? He thought about his brothers. "I have five brothers. Can you please send Lazarus to them?" Abraham replied, "They have Moses and the prophets. Let them listen to them." Amen. He's there. Abraham is telling this man who is in torment, he's being tormented, they have Moses, they have the prophets, they have the preachers, they have their group leaders, they have everyone there in the world telling them, "Repent." They have all those people who are there. But this man just cut Abraham shortly and said, "No, Father Abraham," he said, "but if someone from the dead goes to them, they will repent." Do you want to wait for someone whom you know, okay, this person died? Do you want for them to come out here and tell you, "Repent your sins"? He said to him, "If they do not listen to Moses and the prophets, they will not be convinced even if someone rises from the dead." Are we those kind of brothers that this man had? That even if someone rose from the dead, we can't change our ways? No. We need to change. Because Jesus, he told the Samaritan woman at the well, "I am the true living water. Whoever drinks from me will never thirst again." Amen. Let us repent our sins. Let us walk before God. And in that story, when I was reading about this Samaritan woman, this person was very, very happy because they had a conversation with Jesus. And when Jesus told her that, "I am the true water of salvation," this woman in John 4:15. So this story is found in John 4:10-42. The book of John 4:10-42. But in chapter 15, the woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water so that I won't get thirsty." Amen. This lady was really, really eager to receive this salvation. The world that we are living around, that we talked up about earlier, those people around our worlds, they are really in need of this word of Christ. Then Jesus came and explained himself to this lady. And you know what the lady did? She left her jar and she ran to the city. Then, leaving her water jar, the woman went back to the town and said to the people, Amen. We know this story about this woman. She had been married 5 times, and then Jesus told her, even the person that you are living now is not your husband. So this person was not by that time seen as a person of a good character. If we talked about our worlds, so this woman, you can imagine the world that she was living in. Amen? But when she received Christ, she didn't even care about her world. She just went back to the town, straight to the world that she was working, she was living in. All those people that she was working around. And she started telling them about the good news of Christ. What did she say? Come, see a man who told me everything I ever did. Amen. She was not scared of how people viewed her. She did not care about how her surrounding was. She went and told them, please come and see the person. Amen. And in 30 it says, they came out of the town and made their way towards him. They came and went towards Jesus. From the word of this lady, after being told everything, she could have stayed there and enjoyed salvation which was given to her. She could have stayed there and said, oh, at least God has saved me. I'm not going to perish. I'm not going to be tormented. But the first thing that came into her mind, let me spread this gospel of Jesus to my people, to my world. You have been saved, I don't know for how long, for a day, for a week, for years. How many people have you run to get this salvation to? You became a Christian. You saw the love of God. God has been answering all your prayers. And you believe. How many people have you run to so that you share this word with him? Amen. If you read number 40, it says, so when the Samaritans came to him, they urged him to stay with them, and he stayed for 2 days. And because of his words, many more became believers. That's what we are as a church praying that we do. We go out, we spread our word to our family. We've been preached that for the last 2 weeks. To our friends, to those people close to us. And now we are going out into the world. And we've said, the world is where you are. All those people that you meet, you cross paths with, those are your words. Those are your worlds. So we need to go back there. Run and share with them the good gospel of Christ. Amen? Because we have the seed that Jesus gave us. You know, when we are talking about the farmer with the seeds, amen? We've been told that others fell on the footpath. Others fell on the thorny bushes. Others fell where the seed was the soil was shallow. And others fell into a fertile, good land. Amen? What kind of seeds are we? Are we those who fell on the roads, on the paths? Are we those who just, the things around us, they keep on choking us like those thorns? Amen. If you are either of those seeds, because we don't just relax there and say, oh, thank goodness that I fell on a very fertile land. So I don't care about those who fell on the thorny bushes. Jesus said he leave the 99 going for the one. Amen. Let us today take this opportunity to reach to our worlds. So when you go home, we were given a card with a name with it. But we've been told, for those who, I think everyone here knows, that the world is spherical. Yeah? The earth is spherical or round. Is it true? So I'll give each and everyone a task to do. Go at home when you have a pen and paper. Just draw a circle. That's your world. And try and think and fill your world with names of people that you think or you know that they don't know Christ. Amen? Pray for them. Ask from heaven so that the Holy Spirit can come and give you strength. Ask from heaven that God gives you the Holy Spirit to prepare the world. Amen? Pray for opportunities to share the word. Amen? Because you can have a very big world around you or a very tiny world, but there are no opportunities. So let's pray for those people in our world that God creates an opportunity for us to share the world. And we have my church Sunday coming soon, which is on the 1st of June. Let us use that opportunity to pray for those people and bring those people in our worlds to church. As how God loved you, try and share that love to people, to your friend. Because it will be lonely if you are the only one finding yourself that you know yourself up in heaven. Yeah? Just imagine how lonely it will be before you go and find friends up there. But if I go there and then I know, oh, this Pastor Jeff, this Pastor Jane, this Anna, this Stacy, everyone around there. Yeah? So it will be nice for us to know each other. But let's pray for our friends, for our worlds around us. Amen? We want to pray for the prayer of salvation. Maybe you've prayed this before. Maybe you've never. Maybe you've now searched your soul and you've seen, if I die today, I'm not going to heaven. This is the time that we need to take this prayer. Let's mend our ways with God. Amen? Let's mend our ways with God, so that we go back to where God called us to be. Amen? So let's bow our heads and help those who have never prayed this. We thank you, Jesus. Let's repeat this after me. Heavenly Father, I come to you today. God, I know that I'm a sinner and I'm in need of your grace. I believe that Jesus Christ is your Son, that he died on the cross for my sins, and that he rose again on the third day. Lord Jesus, I pray you to forgive me. Wash me clean and make me a new person. I turn away from my old life and I surrender to you my heart. Come into my life, God. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and lead me every day in your truth and love. Thank you for saving me. From this day forward, I belong to you, Jesus. With every head bowed, if that was your first time or you want to give your life to Jesus again, I'll just count to three. I want you to pop your hands up. And if that was you, you meant it, you want to mend your ways with Jesus, I want you to lift your hands and a literature will be given to you. And I'll be there, or every other person will be there to walk you through. If that was you, please lift up your hand so that I can see you. One, two, and three. Father God, we thank you for this wonderful day as we're starting our good week ahead. How I pray that your Holy Spirit will give us the power and the strength and the wisdom to preach your word. Let us be a salvation to everyone. Let us be love to everyone that we meet. I pray for each and everyone who is here, who is going through life. Jesus, remember them. Heal those who feel sick. Heal those who feel ill. Those who have appointments, Jesus, we send you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We have people who are going through ups and downs in life. Holy Spirit, may you give them comfort. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I do believe and pray. Amen. Thank you so much. Have a blessed week. Amen.